Blog Talk Radio.
I normally start having this radio show when the lawn care season starts dying down just a little bit, and I normally start shows up again. But welcome to the Healing Light Show. I welcome everybody, especially the folks that's not been here before or listened to this before. I welcome you. And this show is all about Christ healing you inside, I mean, within you out, because all healing starts within you. You've got to have your spirit healed, the spirit man healed, before the physical body can get healed most of the time. So when you go to, when you ask for a healing from Christ, or you're asking, you want to a minister for a hands-on healing or anything like that, or for prayer, the healing will start within you, within your soul, and then it will start magnifying through your body to heal the whole you, your spirit and your body. But anyway, again, welcome to the show. The show's name today is Abide in Christ. Abide in Christ. That's the name of the show today. And again, I'd like to say happy Halloween to everybody. Because today is Halloween. Oh, no. Yeah, today is Halloween. So I'd like to say happy Halloween to everybody, too. And I know everybody's taking the children out trick-or-treating tonight. That's probably what I'll be doing with mine too. There's a lot of trunk or treats going on, you know, in the community, and probably in your community too, where you take your children to trunk or treat, which a lot of people says that's safer nowadays, and I kind of agree with them with that. But back to the show, Biden and me, we're going to start today in John 15. It's John 15. Let's see. John 15:4. That's where we're going to go. John 15:4. And it starts saying, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branch. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you cannot do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that has been thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burnt. If you remain in me and the words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that bear much fruit, showing themselves to be my disciples." So that was John 15:4, and a little bit lower. I went a little bit further to for it to make more sense. But he's saying, you know, you got to stay in the Word. You got to stay in communication with Jesus, with the Lord, because when you do that, or keep your and keep your mind on the Lord, because if you do that, you stay in His grace. See, everywhere, you know, Christ goes, His grace follows Him. And when you're keeping your mind on God, what would Christ think about this? I need to pray tonight. I need to pray for my family tonight. I need to pray for my friends. I got to pray for these folks that asked me to pray for them. When you do that, you stay in His grace, because when you pray, you're also healing yourself. You're also healing yourself, because here we go to oneness again. We're all one, and we're all part of the divine plan. We're all in God's spirit. So when you're praying for someone else, you're also praying for yourself, because a part of them, which is the divine spark that we all are. See, before you accept Christ, that divine spark ain't really fully open. It's just existing. It's just existing, and it's not really open. But when you ask Christ to come in your heart, Holy Spirit comes in there and turns on the whole machine. Then he abides in you. He teaches you. But your spirit is turned on. Your spirit man is fully ready to develop. It's fully really ready to develop. But that spark in you, and the same spark, is all one. We're all part of the divine plan, of God's plan. And Jesus was sent down here to let us know this, to turn our spirit man on, and where we can abide in Him and open ourselves up, where we can look more like our Father, the Father that created us, for us to look more like our Father, because He was the example. He was the example for us to be like. See, when we want to know what a godly person looks like and what type of person that is fully open, divinely open, we look at Jesus. See, Jesus was our role model. And, you know, He was the first one filled up with the Holy Spirit. A lot of people say, well, He was Jesus. He was God in form. He was. But when He came to this earth, He gave up all of His rights, because He had to walk like us, to die on the cross for us. He had to be like us. He couldn't be the most powerful, because He wouldn't be like us, right? So He had to be like us, and the only thing He could do is get something that we can get, where He can be like us. So when the Holy Spirit was poured within Him, he was able to be like us. What we could do in the future, after He poured His Holy Spirit out on us after he died and he rose again and he was extended. When he ascended into heaven, he was able to pour the Holy Spirit out on us, where we could be like him. Now, the disciples, they got a little taste of what it was when he was still on earth. Correct? Yeah. He got a little bit. They got a little bit of what he was like. But they couldn't get the full taste of it until he was already descended into heaven. See? But as long as we abide in him, stay close to him, Holy Spirit be fully workable, fully working within us. And we could see things. I mean, we could do things, you know, moving the Spirit like nobody else could or like nobody else can. You'll start seeing things happen. You'll be able to call on Jesus' name, and God will heal people for you. Your prayers will be answered. And, I mean, so many different things. It'll keep the evil one away from you. You're so warm in the Spirit. You're so close to Christ that you reflect Christ, and the enemy don't want to come near you because you look too much like Christ. But if you look more like him, he wants to come near you, and you start seeing problems in your family, in your life. But more you look like Christ, the more you won't look like the world. You will not look like the world. You won't want to sin like the world. You won't want to fall in sin. You'll know better. Your soul will know better. Because the Holy Spirit starts transforming your soul to look more like the Master. And when you look more like the Master, the less you'll look like the world and the less you want to sin. Because it just won't be in you anymore. All these, I'll say, spirits of sin, like spirit of adultery and all that, they will be out of you. They will be leaving you because the Holy Spirit has cut these things loose. And you just won't have the feeling to do that no more. And then you'll start reflecting Christ more. See, that when you accept Christ and all that, it takes a little while for you to grow. You've got to be transformed. It's not all done in 1 minute. The mind, the soul, all that's got to be transformed to be in the reflection of Christ. And that's what some people don't understand. When you are born again, that means your soul is opened, and you get to see the part of you that you never saw before. That part of your spirit has to grow in the Word. It has to grow with Christ. Christ has to grow you back up like a flower. You was in a seed, but when the Holy Spirit pours on you like water or fire on water, whatever you want to call it, it grows. And it grows a little at a time. The more the Word you get into you, the more you hear God's Word, the little bit more you grow. And you become a flower like Christ. Start reflecting like Christ. You can heal people like Christ. Grace will touch people through you from Christ. There's just many different things like that. But as long as you abide in him, he will abide in you. And when you start seeing your life change, you'll start, you know, testifying to people. You'll start saving people. You'll be able to teach God's word to people. And I'm not saying, you know, it's good to preach God's word to people and talk to people. But I'm not saying you've got to be a Billy Graham all the time, which is nice. It would be cool to be a Billy Graham all the time. But if you just want to be a regular, everyday Joe, walking in the Word, you don't have to do all that. You just renew yourself every day. Get to know yourself. Find out your problems. You know, the Holy Spirit will really show you what your problem is. Ask him, he will reveal it to you. But always walk with the Lord. And I mean, you don't got to have a Bible in your face every second. I mean, I'm not saying that. A lot of people are like, man, that's pretty rough. That's pretty hard. I'm not saying that. I'm saying just pick up the Bible, read it when you get a chance. Speak to God. Some people need a small step. Like speak to God every once in a while. When you're riding in the car, say, Father, I'm here. You know, thank you for this great day. How you doing, Father? And, you know, you'll start getting feelings with him talking to you. But it might not happen right off. It takes a long communication with him. It takes for you to bond with him more often, where you and him will look alike. You see what I'm talking about? The more you bond, the more you and him look alike. So, you know, just speaking to him. I speak to him in the car sometimes. Well, we all do that. I mean, that's just normal for everyday Christian to do that, because you're bound with him. You love him. You want to talk to him. It's like he's the bride. He's the groom. You're the bride. Now, when you have a couple talking to one another in a car, they'll always talk, you know, talking about the thing that happened during the week or whatever. I mean, a man and wife always does it. They talk back and forth. Most of the time, not unless they're having problems, and they might not, but, you know, a good couple, they're going to talk. See, if you're a bad couple with Christ, that means you're not really communicating with him like you would in a regular marriage. You're not praying to him. You're not asking for any help. And what normally happens, they divorce, you know. You start breaking loose from him, and you have no power. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to abide in Christ where you have that power. You keep that communication. You keep that marriage going good, kind of like a physical marriage. You keep it going good where he'll know you. And like it says in the Bible, he said, some people will cast demons out in my name and heal my name, but I never knew them. You come to me at the end, I'll say, I never knew you, because the only thing they used him for was healing and casting out demons. They never did use him for a friend, for a God, for a deliverer. They didn't use him for that. They used him for one thing. They just used him. The only thing they used him for. He wants to build a relationship with you. He wants to build a relationship with you. That's what it's all about. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read this. I found this little thing here. It says, lean on me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. We're reading a lot in John today. It says, during difficult times, I hear God say, lean on me, for I care about you. Let my strength support you. My love carry you. I am here for you. Lean on me, and I'll help you through any pain. I'll be your eyes when you feel you have to turn away. I'll be your ears when you can't bear to hear what has to be said. I'll be your heart, always filled with courage and hope. Lean on me and trust in me, and you know I'll be there for you through thick and thin, in the best of the times and in the challenging of times. I'm your rock, your fortress, your everything. Lean on me and discover a complete sincerity. You are my child, and I will never forsake you. Lean on me, dear one. That's what God's saying to you today. He's saying build a relationship with him. Lean on him. He's wanting you to build a relationship with him and lean on him. And that's one thing a lot of people have problems with. They're too stuck on themselves most of the time. Not on how many things are taking their kids nowadays. They're taking them to band practice, taking them to karate and all this, and their mind's so stuck on their lives that they're not keeping their mind on Christ. And then they start having problems in their life, and they wonder why, because they're not sticking in that relationship. So I really want to encourage y'all to abide in Christ and keep Christ in your heart always. Keep crossing your heart always. And I've got a little something else here I want to share with you, too. It says, a new life. A few days ago, I was surprised to find a butterfly laying on a small plateau. I did not move. I thought it was dead. I carefully picked it up to show my younger daughter. And together, we admire the delicate wings and the antennas. I placed the butterfly on a table out of my daughter's reach. After a while, I noticed that the butterfly was in a difficult position. My husband suggested that I place it in the sunlight because the cold temperatures of the previous few days might have left it a bit frozen. I did so, and after a few minutes, the butterfly was fluttering its wings, and it was alive. Something similar can happen to us when we fall away from communication with God and our brothers and sisters in Christ. If we fail to pray regularly, read God's word, or give God praise and thanks, our spirit can begin to chill, and we no longer reflect the life of Christ. However, when we return to God, the light and the truth, our spiritual strength will return. Spending time with God's people and in God's presence prepares us to be more powerfully praised and serve God, and to reflect God's wonderful love. And the thought for today is, no matter how chilled we become, God's love can warm our spirits. No matter how chilled we become, God's love can warm our spirits. So, you know, if you broke that communication for a while, you know, and you think God ain't going to be there, He's always there. He said, you know, kind of like in the phrase, like the son that ran away and the father was sitting there waiting for him. Then when the son got done sinning, got done wasting his father's money, and he, you know, nobody, a regular human father wouldn't do this, but he was still waiting for him. He still loved his son. And that's how he is with you. He still loves you, and he's waiting for you to come back to him, to abide in him. He loves you more than you ever thought. Once you accepted him, he'll always be there with you. Always. Always be there with you. But I'm going to give a chance for everybody today that has not accepted Christ. If you have not accepted Christ, this is your time. This is your time right now. I ask you to fold your hands. I ask you to say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross, raising and rising again on the third day for me. I thank you for dying for my sins, raising yourself. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I love you, Jesus. I ask you to come and live within my heart. I ask you to forgive all my sins, for you died on the cross for that, and I thank you for that. Ask you to be my Lord and Savior. Come now, Lord Jesus. Put your hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to my heart. As he says, you call, I come running. If you say that prayer right then, he came running to your heart, and you'll start seeing changes. I would ask you to get baptized nearby church, if it's all possible, because that's the other little step. As long as you know, accepted Christ, you got baptized with the Holy Spirit. And that is his baptism. But get baptized into the church is a little different there, too. But anyway, it's all good. You accepted Christ, you know, you did a good thing there. But I feel so, well, when I accepted Christ, what I get out of it? Well, you got his blood, you got his forgiveness for all the crazy things that you did during your life and you collected. And you got the Holy Spirit to live within you to teach you and guide you. That's a couple of things. There's so many different things that he's going to grow within you. I do ask you to get you a Bible and grow in the Word and let the Holy Spirit guide you. Get a nice Bible study group somewhere to help lead you in the Word. Some people that have just let the Holy Spirit guide them in the Word. You know, it depends on the person. Everybody's different, like they say. But another thing I want to tell y'all is if anybody's sick at this time, if anybody's sick, anybody's hurting, tell the Lord right now what your problem is. Just tell him now. I'm going to say a prayer for y'all right now. Lord Jesus, I ask you at this time to heal. Father, I ask in Jesus' name, I ask you to heal any situation that's going on. Just listen to the show. Any person with a situation, ask it to be healed now. Ask all the diseases to be cursed and cast out of these people now in Jesus' name. Command any colds, allergy situations, I curse them, I cast them out now in Jesus' name. I command legs to be healed. command hearts to be open in Jesus' name, Father. Minds to be healed. I curse the darkness within their mind. I command it to leave. Spirit of confusion, I curse it and I cast it out. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I curse and cast the spirit of hate. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I curse the spirit of stupidity. I curse it and I cast it out in Jesus' name, out of the mind. I set them free. I set them free in Jesus' name. People with hearing problems, I command the ears to open in Jesus' name now. Command their ears open now. Lord Father, I know you know all their situations. I don't know half of them. I know what you showed me. I ask everything to be healed and transformed now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And so it is. Say that prayer with me now. You should be seeing healing going on within your body. Hearts opening up. Situations just dropping off now. But anyway, it's about time for me to get off here. I want to thank everybody for joining the Healing Light today. And I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. And we're going to try to be here, or I'm going to try to be here again next Thursday. And I'll have a new title for you. Just check up on Facebook however you want to. And see what's going to be the new thing we're going to be talking about. And I want to thank you, and God bless every one of you. May y'all have a great weekend. God bless you.
Carried here.